This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely, positively, FedEx. Today's show is sponsored by Acura.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura.
And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet.
Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own.
Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay. Second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Tuesday, T-Boy Tuesday, May 31st, and today's pod, welcome back, is the best one yet.
After 8 weeks.
8 weeks.
After 8 weeks.
8 weeks.
Stocks actually rose last week by 6%.
So, Jack, it's 8 steps backward, 1 step forward.
Yeah, we'll take it.
TBOY. Are we both wearing crew necks, by the way?
This is T-shirt, bro.
Oh, I couldn't see your sleeves. I couldn't see your It's not a podcast. This is a thirst trap. Jack,
for
first story.
First story. Gas prices just hit a record high. As Nick and I both took our first ever mega road trips in electric cars.
Jack and I put electric cars to the test, and we whipped up a takeaway for you.
For our second story, Burger King just reported earnings, but all we want to talk about is one big, juicy, flame-broiled thing.
Burger King is finally worshiping the Whopper.
Our third and final story is about legendary investor Y Combinator. They just wrote a letter to every startup founder.
Here, Jack, I got it right here. Here it is. Dear Disruptors.
But before we hit that wonderful mix, Nick.
Perfect mix. Welcome back. This is the place to be, Jack.
I'm turning the page to Hoarder's Almanac week 113.
Things were running at it because the pandemic. Jack and I have been keeping track for you.
Now, last year, we were running out of existing pools.
Yeah, we were. Chlorine shortage made your backyard pool like a backyard swamp.
Exactly. This year, we got plenty of chlorine, but we're running out of new pools.
Literally. It is the first day of summer, Jack. We're already at pools.
You just changed into your white t-shirt, your flip-flops, and your one piece.
And boom, you can't dive into a pool because they can't build any new pools.
First place the in-ground pool shortage was discovered was the Hamptons.
The Hamptons. Here's the news. Besties, Yetis, the price to build a pool in East Hampton has jumped up to $100,000 at least.
This is a hole with water.
This is a house. That's a house price.
The issue isn't tankinis. Like, there's no shortage of tankinis. It's a supply and labor problem.
Jack, you can't pull off a pool without a pool pump.
A pool is a hole in the ground. Nobody's here to dig the hole.
And that hole won't hold water without the gravel, without the concrete.
If you're trying to lay down a lap pool in the lawn right now,
it's gonna be a 1 year wait.
You're gonna need a hot tub time machine to skip that line, Nick.
Jack, did you get my invite to my pool party?
Oh, yeah, the one on June 1st.
2026.
Pro tip, that buddy you haven't talked to in 20 years, but he had a pool in his house and
send them flowers, rekindle that relationship.
Let's dive into our three stars.
Years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea to cause a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, the big summer driving season just kicked off as gas hit an all-time record high.
So here's the tell-all odyssey of Nick and my first electric car road trip.
We're going to have to sell this as a book and then turn it into a movie. I feel like that's where we're going with this
story. I hope we own this IP, Nick.
In the meantime, Besties and Yetis, gas prices. As Jack and I have told you, it is the only price tag we all see every day.
And gas prices just hit a nationwide record high of $4.60 a gallon.
Literally the worst timing. According to AAA, 40 million Americans took a road trip this Memorial Day weekend.
And if you were filling up your F-150, which is the most popular car in America, it cost you $119 on average to fill up.
And that's not even the worst part. JP Morgan thinks that by the end of the summer, gas prices could be even worse.
JP Morgan thinks gas could hit $6 a gallon nationwide.
And that's just the average. In the Bay Area, it's already like $7.
Do you want a burrito or a gallon of gas?
The question.
So if you spent $100 on gas this weekend, you might be more EV curious than you've ever been.
Yeah, and besties, the number one question that happens with the EV curious is this. What about the electric car road trip?
Can you take a road trip and charge your car sufficiently?
Also perfect timing, because turns out Jack and I just got electric cars.
We bought the same colored electric cars in the same month last year, and we didn't even plan it.
Yeah, I got the Tesla Model Y, and Jack got the Volkswagen ID.4.
So we also didn't plan it, but we happened to take our first mega road trips on the same weekend, this past weekend.
The ultimate test of the electric car. Jack and I each did 350 miles on a battery one way, and then 350 miles each back.
I did San Francisco to Santa Barbara on 101. I did Vermont to Long Island on I-87.
And so, Jack, let's just call the rest of the story the Chronicles of Nick and Jack's Electric Odyssey.
Did we get that trademarked by our lawyer?
I don't know. We got to pause the pod.
Now, Nick and I were thinking about it. Having an electric car, it's a lot like having an iPhone.
Exactly, because you don't start your day with an electric car without a full charge, just like you don't start your day without a fully charged iPhone.
Every day, our car is charged because we have chargers built into the garage.
That's key. And it does increase our monthly electric bill slightly, but, you know, you leave every day with a full charge.
My utility company gave me the charger for free as an incentive to buy an electric car.
But when we did this mega road trip, we had to stop to charge on the road trip. In fact, we had to stop and charge twice at supercharger stations.
I stopped in Albany, New York, and Westchester, New York. I hit up the Electrify America VW car charging station.
Okay, so Jack, how does Volkswagen handle the supercharging, the super fast charging?
They know range anxiety is a thing, so they give you 3 years of free juice at 300 Electrify America stations, which are right off the highway usually.
Okay, so I don't get the free juice, but then you, when you stopped at the stations, how long were you stopped charging for the fast charge?
We charged about 40 minutes each and got like 60% of the battery both times, but—
Is that when you went to Panera?
Yeah, I got the Green Goddess smoothie both times, once for me, once for Alex.
I thought it was a dressing, but you know, I'm very happy to hear you can get it in a bowl form.
I think VW only puts their stations next to Panera's.
Okay, so that was the VW experience. With my Tesla, I noticed that the car kind of like, it thinks for you, right, Jack?
Yeah, Tesla's a little more AI forward than Volkswagen is.
They really want to cure your range anxiety with technology. So like, I actually put into the Tesla GPS Santa Barbara as our destination, Oprah's house. And then the Tesla GPS said to stop twice at two specific locations to charge 10 minutes at each location. It told me what to do.
Right. Tesla has their own GPS and it thinks for you. It tells you what stations you should go to because it knows everything.
So there are like 3,000 of these Tesla supercharger stations. I stopped in two extremely rural parts of California farmland, Jack.
The Bay Area is extremely densely populated. So is LA. In between, it's densely populated with tomatoes.
Lot of strawberry fields and a really nice trip we did to the Rancho San Miguel Market.
All right, so you only stopped for like 10 minutes each time, right?
Yeah.
What'd you do during the stop?
It pinged me and said, 10 minutes are done. You can now make it all the way to Santa Barbara. And so actually I stopped at the Burger King because I thought we might cover Burger King today.
You grabbed a Whopper?
Molly and I jumped in T-Boy style.
Now, if we didn't have EVs, we would have stopped at least once on these trips.
You got to stop at least once for bladder issues on a mega road trip.
But we stopped twice because we have EVs. So I got two smoothies instead of one.
So then, Jack, at the end of the mega road trip, you end up on Long Island. What's the first thing you do?
VW gave me like a charger. One side you plug into the car. The other side is the three plug thing that we use all the time. And I just plugged it into the outlet on the porch.
Okay, so this is like a regular outlet. You're stuck in the electricity.
Yeah, this is a level one charge. So it's wicked slow. You get about 30 miles of charge overnight, but I did it anyway.
Okay, so when I got to the hotel, they kind of just charge it for you.
Do you leave a tip?
I guess you do leave a tip. It's level 2. I'm not paying for the charge.
And then the next morning, your battery was charged, just like an iPhone.
50%, that's a fat tip. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies who are electric car curious?
New technology requires a one-off mindset shift.
Besties, Yetis, switching from a landline phone to a mobile phone 20 years ago, that was a mindset shift.
You might have been scared, what happens if my battery runs out?
So you charged overnight your phone and then you stopped worrying about that.
If you had some concerns about ending your landline, that's fine. But you made a mindset shift and you were okay with it.
Okay, so with electric cars, Jack and I are thinking it's really a mindset shift at the key of this change.
Here's the mindset shift. If you're going on a long road trip, the cost of having an electric car is a little more time on the road trip and a little less choice on the road trip.
It's like Jack had to Google ahead for which station to stop to supercharge at. He didn't have a choice. He had to stop twice.
I had to do Albany and Westchester. They were the only two that worked for this trip for me.
But what you gain with an electric car on a mega road trip is money, and you gain an experience.
Your electric bill goes up a little, but overall, you spend like 20% as much as you would have on gas.
And you're never stuck at the worst experience in all of retail.
The gas station. They have 50 different types of beef jerkies, no types of seltzer.
So Jack and I just pulled off the mega road trip electric test and we made it.
It just requires a mindset shift.
For our second story, Burger King just enjoyed double the sales growth at McDonald's, not too shabby.
Because it's worshiping the Whopper.
The key is the worship. Jack, Burger King, how are we doing on the earnings? What are we looking at over there? For everyone who can't see right now, Jack is worshiping at an angle that is going
like
to herniate a disc.
Like the Ewoks to C-3PO in episode 6.
I can picture it. In the meantime, Burger King just reported the best sales growth in fast food that we're seeing.
Burger King's last quarter, it grew twice as much as McDonald's did.
Now, Burger King is owned by a much bigger company called Restaurant Brands International.
And Burger King's sibling brands are Tim Hortons up north and Popeyes down south.
But you put all those together into one company and they just sunk their teeth into a whopping $270 million in quarterly profit.
But Nick and I looked at the transcript of the earnings call and one word kept popping out. Because every time it was written in all caps.
It was written
in all
caps.
Did you notice that?
I did notice that. That was so bizarre. Whopper, Whopper, Whopper. That was the word.
Burger King CEO said, we need to keep our core equity, the Whopper, top of mind.
So Burger King is making a pivot. They're now modernizing and repositioning the Burger King brand as the home of the Whopper.
We already knew Burger King was home of the Whopper. Now we're really going to know it's home of the Whopper.
Now, what Jack and I found fascinating about this story is the two big changes to Burger King's most important asset.
No more discounts for the Whopper. Yes, more fans for the Whopper.
Burger King, it's always been creative with the Whopper, right, Jack? Like, they've done some good stuff.
For a limited time, I think in 2010, they had a Times Square-only Pizza Whopper.
Did that come with a pizza cutter? How'd that work?
No, but it was just a pizza-sized burger that you used a pizza wheel to cut into slices.
I need a better ice cream scoop and I need a better pizza cutter in my life.
But the 670-calorie flame-broiled Whopper is getting less corporate, more strategic.
For example, the new thing at Burger King in Germany, they're doing pregnancy flavor Whoppers.
That's right. To lean into the Whopper brand, in Germany, they polled pregnant women on what food they craved during pregnancy.
And then they came up with not like one Whopper, not two. They came up with 9 Whopper flavors for pregnant women.
For a limited time to boost the popularity of the Whopper, they had a fried egg and banana Whopper.
They had a bratwurst and Nutella Whopper.
They had a vanilla ice cream and olives Whopper. No judgment. They're eating for two.
Hey, just get 3.
The Whopper franchise is more important to Burger King than the name Burger King right now.
So, Jack, what is the takeaway for our buddies right off the highway over at Burger King?
Every company needs one product it worships.
Besties, Yetis, the Whopper brand, it is strong, it is big, it is recognizable, but that doesn't mean it's not fragile.
Don't take the Whopper for granted. You can't afford to let the most important asset of Burger King lose its sparkle.
You gotta have a product that you worship. Jack, a small discount on the Whopper? What's gonna happen?
Over time, discounts cheapen the Whopper's brand.
Jack, too many corporate partnerships with the Whopper.
Over time, that makes the Whopper look cheap.
That's why we love this line from Burger King's CEO. We must treat the Whopper as the powerful multi-billion dollar brand that it is.
By worshiping the Whopper.
Worship.
Don't you dare mess with my Whopper.
Now, a word from our sponsor, Robinhood.
Okay, so Jack and I got into the news business with our previous company, Market Snacks.
Our goal was basically to democratize financial news for our generation.
Cut the jargon, talk about the profit puppy.
So when we first connected with Robinhood, there was a chemistry there.
We were doing for financial news what Robinhood was doing for the financial system.
Robinhood was democratizing finance for all, and it started by eliminating trading commissions and building a beautiful app.
Remember, we had the same color green, so...
The green was destiny.
Destiny, absolutely.
So we sold Market Snacks to Robinhood, and we launched Robinhood Snacks.
The equivalent of proposing, getting married, and building a family together in just 3 years.
Much more to come on why we're thrilled that Robinhood is our exclusive sponsor.
If you're not investing in Robinhood yet, to get started, you can go to Robinhood.com/T-Boy and choose a free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/T-B-O-Y.
Certain limitations apply. For a list of other fees, view the fee schedule at rbnhd.co/fees.
All investments involve risk. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
By the way, Robinhood no longer affiliated with us or the podcast. For our third and final story to kick off the week, two of the most important venture capital firms just issued a startup warning.
First, we had the great resignation. Then we had the great pay raise.
We did.
Now we have the great hiring pause.
This story is about two unicorn whispers.
Sequoia Capital and Y Combinator.
Everyone, all right, gather around. Sequoia is a huge venture capital firm. They write more checks than the PGA Tour.
Yes, they invest in early and growth stage companies.
It's like not a startup in a garage, but not a startup with a 401k matching program either.
No, and the MBAs at Sequoia Capital notice that the Fed is intentionally slowing the economy down to battle inflation.
Ipso facto, the stock market is tanking just as some of Sequoia's portfolio companies want to go public.
So here's the news. Sequoia made a PowerPoint and sent it to all the founders of companies they've invested in.
And here's what they said in that PowerPoint. Hunker down.
Cut costs. Cancel non-essential R&D spending. Consider layoffs because you're not going public soon.
Now, the other unicorn whisper happens to be called Y Combinator.
And they whisper to even younger unicorns.
Yeah, they're talking like baby unicorns. We're talking
pony unicorns.
Pony unicorns, right. Is that a horn or is that a hair? I can't tell.
Yes, the earliest stage companies.
Right, they're finding founders who are still fixing slide 9 in their pitch deck.
Yes, Y Combinator pep talks entrepreneurs and gets them ready for the big leagues of venture capital funding.
Well, here's the news from Y Combinator. They just messaged their founders that the money in their founders' bank accounts right now, that's it.
If a startup hopes to raise money in the next 12 months, don't. You're not going to be able to.
They don't think startups are going to get another fundraising check until this brutal market is over. And that could be a while.
Right. So you need to make your money go longer. Expect 2 years before you get another funding round.
And that's from the unicorn whisperer. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies who is everyone involved in a tech or startup right now?
First, we had the great resignation, then the great pay raise, now the great hiring pause.
Besties, yetis, for the past decade, not making profits was totally fine for tech and startups.
Venture capital was always there to give you new money when you need it, just like your parents did that one time for you.
But from these two messages last week, it seems clear those days are over.
Yes, and that means hiring has slowed and layoffs have already begun.
All right, so Jack and I have a list going here. You got Netflix, Gorillas, Klarna, Bolt, Robinhood, PayPal, Coinbase, and Meta.
I'm sure we've missed a few, but they've all laid off workers or put a freeze on new hiring.
So in the volatile year of 2020, we saw the great resignation.
Then with 2021's worker shortage, we saw the great pay raise.
But in 2022, we're now seeing the toughest part.
The great hiring pause.
Jack, can you whip up the four-day week takeaways for us over there?
With gas at record highs, we just took our first ever EV road trips.
We actually had no idea how it would go, but it just required a mindset shift.
For our second story, Burger King enjoyed double the sales growth as McDonald's last year.
Yeah, you need one product that you worship. For Burger King, it's the Whopper.
For our third and final story, two venture capital firms just whispered a warning to startup founders.
Yeah, first was the great resignation, then the great pay raise, now the great hiring pause. Now time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Michelle Erickson from lovely Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's turn it on, Jack.
As it gets closer to summer, folks are getting out their backyards on those stoves. So as a reminder that only you can prevent forest fires, here's the history of Smokey the Bear. In 1944, the U.S. Forest Service and Ad Council picked a fictional bear to promote forest fire prevention. And in 1950, there was a real bear cub that survived a forest fire in New Mexico. The firefighters that rescued him named him Smokey, and he lived for another 16 years. So the next time you're toasting a marshmallow, don't forget about Smokey the Bear.
No government agency has as cute a mascot as Smokey the Bear. Besties, Yetis, you look fantastic to kick off the four-day week. If you haven't yet, follow us at T-Boy Pod on every social platform.
Across all the channels.
Everywhere. And Jack and I will do more road trips. You can follow us there, too.
If you follow us, please give us a little room. We don't want to offend
anyone. In the meantime, Jack, we got to pack up our pod equipment. We got to hit the road. Here we go.
Yetis, besties, we'll see you tomorrow.
And before we go, congrats to Christian and Amber Martinez, besties who just have a new baby girl in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
And good luck to Stephen Carter, who's on day one of his radiation boards.
And Stephen Renee, happy 30th wedding anniversary down in Wheaton, Illinois.
Happy 29 years together to Christy and Mike Ballew in Los Gatos, California.
Stephanie and Ryan, no pressure after those two, but 1 year dating anniversary over in Michigan.
Ferndale, just outside of Detroit.
There we go. And Max Jelton, happy first day of your internship in Dallas. Good luck.
Congrats to Trey Schneider for graduating from high school in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Jim Chang, happy 25th birthday in Taipei, Taiwan.
Happy 26th birthday to Colin McLaughlin in Norfolk, Virginia.
And Reed Helms over in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Happy 33rd birthday to Michaela Manley in New York City.
And Lisbeth Hernandez celebrating Waco, Texas.
And happy birthday to Kelly Sullivan in Fairport, New York. This is Jack. Nick and I both own stock of Robinhood, and I own stock of Netflix and Volkswagen. And I own a Volkswagen.
Now, a word from our sponsor, Robinhood.
So 4 years ago, we sold our company and we joined Robinhood.
A lot of people asked, when did we decide that selling was the right move?
So it was actually in our meeting with the co-founders. That's what sold us.
Vlad and Beju, also former roommates, also met in college, also were hanging out in New York City's East Village after the financial crisis.
And they just figured out how the financial system worked.
So Vlad and Beju saw that Wall Street bigwigs, they were getting their fees waived, and they figured out a way to waive commissions for everyone else, too.
So we saw a big, bold vision and decided to join these guys. That's where we spent the last 3 years until now.
It makes sense now that Robinhood would sponsor our newly independent podcast.
If you're not investing in Robinhood yet, you can get started by going to Robinhood.com/T-Boy, choosing a free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY.
Certain limitations apply. For a list of other fees, view the fee schedule at rbnhd.co/fees.
All investments involve risk. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
By the way, Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or this podcast.
I have a desk on top of this desk, and the desk, the second desk, has the camera on it. So it's actually kind of insane what I've set up. I'll send you a full photo after.
Wait, right now?
Yeah.
And you have books?
Here, I'm going to take a photo here because this is so wild. I'm going to take a photo and show it afterwards.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.